Agit Vachen, Agit Nerv Yontif. The ersten Tuk Shvia Sabu Laini Latoiva is the Yudzat from the Oyr Shiva Sayumim, the Heilige Bashem Zachisa Yugen Laini. The Bashem Akudish was born Chai Elul, either Shnas Naches, which is 1688, or Shnas Tuf Samach, which is 1690. And there's Nestala geworden the first day Shvia is Shnas Tuf Kif Chuf, which is 1760. We know that he was born through a Nesoyin that his father had, and he was Oymed ben Nesoyin, and they gave him this Matuna, the Heilige Bashem, as a child. The Mirnoyim, Reb Lezer Eljikiver, writes in his Seifa and Parsha Shemos that when the Bashem HaKudosh was born, his father was 100 years of age. And we know that a short time after he was born, his mother passed away, and a short time later, his father passed away, and he was a young Yusamul, and the townspeople took pity on him, and they raised him for a shtick tzat. He was an assistant to a melamed, and there's many interesting stories from that kifa. His Talmud, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, writes in Parshas Bulak that Moiri v'Rabbi was mekabel toira from Achia Hashaloni, and we know that Achia Hashaloni was mekabel toira from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was from the Bezn of David HaMelech, and he was the Rebbe from Eliyahu Hanavi Zuchi Latoiv. When the Bashem HaKudosh, the first 30-odd years of his life, up Menesh Gvizd Vereriz, Bizez Nezgala Gevorn, and he would go around from town to town at Gedaf Panusa. Most of the time he was in the Carpathia Mountains, Behalten, and he was over the Eibishter Dorten, Metoich Yire, Metoich Esboidedis. The Heilige Commander, Blazer Tzvi, told over a story about that period in his life, and he said that the Bashem HaKudosh at one period was a shoychet, and he went from town to town to shechten oifis, and that's how he was mefarnas himself. There was a shtick tzat that he was in the area of the Heilige Mashu. Mashu was in Ostra, and that's where he was. And like every ruv in a town, from time to time, you call the shochtim that you want to see the knives, the chaluvim, was meshech the oifers, with the behemoths, to make sure that there is no pagam and the chaluvim are kusha. So the Heilige Mashu sent a notice that he wants all the shochtim to come to him, and he wants to check their knives. Shteitzach, all the shochtim came, the Bashem HaKudosh also came. They all stood in line, and they showed them the knives. When it came to Bashem HaKudosh's turn, the Heilige Mashu took the Chalif and he looked at it and he jumped up zittering and he said, I see the Shem Avaya, a silhouette hovering over this sack and Ashchita. And he looked at the Bashem HaKudosh, he says, Zama Moichel, that I was matriach, such a Udem Gudel to come to me. The Bashem HaKudosh Shatzach Damas Ungerifin. He says, up to this point, he says, Maluchim Asrufim didn't recognize who I am. He was able to conceal his godless. He says, now this tzaddik took one look at me and he recognized me. That was the story, was the Heilige Kamarnot Fatzailt. As Nizgala Gevorin in Tuf Tzaddik Gimel, which is 1733, his Greuser Talmud Revolf Kitzes once said that everything that they say about the Heilige Ari, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, that he knew Sichas Oifers, the Kulim, Ilunim Vasuvim, that he knew the language, the lingo of the birds, the trees, the blades of grass, Sichas Meluchim, and he spoke to Neshumas and Gilgilim, from regular people to Tzadikim, and he was massacring everyone what they needed. He says that so too was my Rebbe, and he added, and these are from the little things he said that my Rebbe was able to do. We'll be Messiah mit Amasa from the Heiligen Bashem HaKudosh. His Greuser Talmud, Rav Wolf Kitzes, that we just mentioned, had a daughter in Shadichim, and he was a blitigur man. He had mamash, he was be'erim v'choyse kol. And he comes to Bashem HaKudosh, he says, Rebbe, they're not reading me any Shadichim, because Echonosh kan geld, and everybody knows I've been a new man. He says, Rebbe, give me at least a brucha that my daughter should become a kala. The Bashem HaKudosh looks at him and says, Reb Wolf, send a shliach into the city Yas. That was a big city, and there are shetchunim there. And tell them that you're looking for a bucha, Talmud Chucham Yerushamayim, and you're willing to give 2,000 marks, 2,000 ruble, for a nadin. Rav Wolf says, Rebbe, ich hab doch nicht das Geld. He says, it's on me. I'm going to give it to you. No, Rav Wolf hat gefolgt. And a short time later, the Rebbe mit Samuel, the Kishidach, Abucha, Talmud Chucham, Yerushalayim, and the Shidach geworden. Closer to the, as the weeks went on, the Chusin's father writes to the Kala's father, you know, Epsa Matuna, a watch, a cipher, something, no Matunas, no nothing. We're not talking about the Chasana. Rav Wolf doesn't know what to do. There's no money, and he doesn't want to be Matriach and ask his Rebbe, didn't pass Rebbe, what's with the money? The weeks went on, and the letters started coming, and then one letter came and said, maybe you don't want to do the Shidduch, maybe you changed your mind. So Reb Wolf ran into the Heilige Bashem, and the Bashem HaKudosh said, don't worry. Another letter came, Reb Wolf went back in and he said, okay, write back to the Mechitin that the Chasana is going to be here in Mezhebish in 6 weeks, and they should come a week and a half earlier so we could be Masada all the monetary issues, and I'm going to be Masada Kedishin. No. Reb Wolf writes such a letter to his Mechitin, and sure enough, the Mechitin was happy that the Shidduch is still on, and that they're going to come to Mezhebish, and that they're going to have all the monetary issues settled. But Reb Wolf was very, very nervous. Nochemol, he was Ish Kudosh Ad Me'od, but Wiener Schwede Tochter is Zakala, and there's no money, and the Mechitin is coming. So one day he decided he's going to speak to his Rebbe, that the Rebbe just has to like ease him and give him something that he should know that this is for real. He's walking to Rabbi Shem HaKudosh, and there's a Yid walking along the way, and he asks the Yid, Shalom Aleichem, your guest in town? And the Yid looked like a very well-to-do person. And the Yid says, yes, I'm going to Rabbi Shem HaKudosh for a brucha. They both come in, and Rabbi Shem HaKudosh sees both, and he calls over this Yid, Shalom Aleichem, and he tells him, he says, you know, let me tell you a story. He says that there was once a very big soiche who dealt in lumber, who had hundreds and hundreds of acres of trees that they used to chop down, and they used to sell and they used to mill. One day he rented a coach to take him to Hamburg, Germany, because he had to pick up a substantial amount of money from a customer. And he went to Hamburg and he picked up 40,000 Mark, 40,000 rubel, emelotzach of Vegaros. On the way back, the balagula saw that his passenger fell asleep, and he seized an opportunity. He jumped up, he tied his hands and feet, blindfolded him, took him into the forest, took off the blindfold, and pulled out a knife. You give me every penny now, otherwise I'm going to kill you. And the Yid starts begging, please, ich betech, and fell on deaf ears. Finally, the Yid says, you know, leave me a few rubles, I should be able to go home. The guy says nothing, every penny. So the Yid gives him over all the money. Then the guy says, I have to kill you because otherwise you're going to go to the police. The Yid is sitting there and trembling and shivering. And the Yid is begging him, ich betech, don't kill me. It fell on deaf ears. Finally, the Yid says, ich betech, let me at least say vidi. So the guy ties the Yid to the tree. And the Yid starts with Bechias Neruas, saying the Psikim of Yichid, Sayyid Zukt Fa'as Talkis. And there was a watchman in the forest there that was watching the forest or something, and he heard somebody screeching and crying. He comes running, and he sees that the Yid is tied to the tree. He untied him, and he beat up this goy, got the money back, and they took this goy to the police. The Yid was there. He promised that he's going to give a substantial amount of money to Tzedukah if the Eibishter saves his life. But when he came home, you know what? That's the nature of the person. He started pushing it off, morgen, necht, and hand, and lamaisi, he didn't give it. And Zukta Bashem HaKudosh, there's a big kitrik on him in Himmel. And he starts shivering. He says, Rebbe, I see you know everything about me. Ich betech. Here, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to be poided myself. So the Bashem HaKudosh says, no problem. Have my Talmud revolve outside. Give him Masa from the 40,000 ruble that you made. Give him 4,000 ruble. And he peeled off to Reb Wolf 4,000 ruble. And Reb Wolf had chasne gemacht. Zechisoi. Yuga and Alaini and Zamataka Zoichazan, as the Bashem HaKudosh says, Aimus Kusi Mar, Mashiyafutza Maynasecha Chutza, Daibashas will help when we should be Zoicha Bekuriv, to be as Mashiach and to see ourselves with all these Sadiqim, Agit Vach and Agit Yontif.